bus connects transforming city bus services. Rothfarnham to city centre core bus corridor. Emerging preferred route public consultation January 2019. Contents page 1. Bullet 1. Introduction section 1. Bullet 1.1 background. Bullet 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Bullet 1.3 What is Bus Connects Dublin? Bullet 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Bullet 1.5 What does the core bus corridor project entail? Bullet 2 Emerging preferred route section 2. Bullet 2.1 The emerging preferred route for Kimmage to city centre. Bullet 2.2 Rothfarnham to city centre. Bullet 2.3 Key facts. Bullet 3 Challenges and mitigations section 3. Bullet 3.1 The challenges. Bullet 3.2 Potential impacts. Bullet 3.3 How we will address those challenges. Bullet 4 The process for the acquisition of land section 4. Bullet 4.1 How the project will progress. Bullet 5 How to take part in the public consultation section 5. Bullet 5.1 Potential impacted lands. Bullet 5.2 General queries. Bullet 5.3 How to engage. Bullet 6 Appendices section 6. Bullet 6.1 Index map. Bullet 6.2 Route maps. Introduction section 1 page 2. 1.1 Background. In June 2018 the National Transport Authority INTA published the Core Bus Corridors Project Report. The report was a discussion document outlining proposals for the delivery of a core bus corridor network across Dublin. It set out the vision for the provision of 230 km of dedicated bus lanes and 200 km of cycle lanes tracks on 16 key bus corridors. Graphic of continuous bus lanes and cycle tracks. 230 km of continuous bus priority and 200 km of cycle tracks lanes provided. Separately in July 2018 the Dublin Area Bus Network redesign, which is a redesign of bus services, started its first public consultation phase. Around 30,000 submissions including signed petitions and online survey responses were received by the end of September. Over the coming months all of these submissions will be reviewed and assessed. Following that process a revised network design will be published during 2019 for a second public consultation. It is envisaged that the implementation of the final network will take place in 2020. The network redesign can be implemented on the existing road network with some enhancements at key interchange locations. The public consultation for the 16 radial core bus corridors will now take place on a phased basis from November 2018 until May 2019. Each phase will be for a set number of corridors to be consulted on over a period of months. These public consultations phases will be the start of a detailed process of engagement and communication, all of which will take place prior to detailed designs being finalized and planning permissions sought. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the emerging preferred route from start to finish with supporting route maps. It explains the step-by-step process for engagement and consultation for potentially impacted property owners and the general public. It also outlines the process for planning and construction of the core bus corridor network, including expected timelines. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 3. Congestion. Congestion is one of the most significant challenges facing the Dublin region and needs to be addressed to safeguard the growth of the Dublin region and keep people moving. Ireland's economic recovery from the recession is seeing significant increases in the number of people working and travelling across Dublin. The number of commercial vehicles continues to rise, as does the number of tourists. The commuter areas surrounding Dublin continue to spread and grow in a low-density manner. Growth areas can only be served in the short and medium term by the bus, as opposed to long-term projects such as rail and lures. At present, bus lanes are in place for less than one-third of a bus journey on the busy corridors. This means buses are competing for space with general traffic and so are affected by the increasing levels of congestion. Growing population. It is predicted that the population for the Dublin region will grow 25% by 2040, bringing it to almost 1.5 meters for the region. This huge growth in population has to be accommodated with a quality public transport system. The bus system can deliver. We need to invest in the bus system because the bus system is the main component to meet our future transport needs. A good bus system has the reach and flexibility to service all the new housing developments, business parks, hospitals, colleges and retail shops across Dublin. It is a proven solution and is the main form of public transport across Dublin, with 67% of public transport journeys each day made by bus. The bus system carries 3 and 4 times the number. Graphic of forecast population growth in Dublin region showing projected population increase from 1.2 million in 2016 to 1.5 million in 2040, a 25% increase. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 4. People want to cycle. The core bus corridor project is not just about the provision of bus lanes. Under this project we will also deliver 200 kilometers of segregated cycling infrastructure to make cycling safer and more attractive than ever before. This initiative is the foundation of the overall cycle network for the Greater Dublin area. Commuting to work by bicycle has increased by 43% since 2011. Again, this growth represents a clear choice that people are making to cycle. This project will support the trend and is a vital component of creating a sustainable transport system for people across Dublin. Safe cycling facilities across 16 key bus corridors will provide people, families and their children a suitable environment to cycle where they want and when they want. People want to use public transport. The need to build a core bus network is being driven by increases in congestion and also by the significant shift of people choosing to use public transport. People want to use it and should have a reliable and efficient bus system to travel on. Based on 2017 canal cordon figures, over 70% of people travelling into the city each morning do so by sustainable transport modes and mostly by bus. Cars only account for 30% of travel into the city centre each day, and therefore the amount of road space allocated to sustainable transport needs to reflect that position. Graphic of Dublin Canal Cordon 2017 Statistics 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Bullet 211,416 people crossed the canal inbound between 7 and 10 a.m. Bullet over half of all morning journeys into the city are on public transport. Bullet 107,160 people came into the city centre by bus, train or Luas. Bullet 12,447 people cycled in, the highest number ever. Bullet 25,000 people walked. Mode share for walking is 11.8%. Bullet 70% used sustainable modes. Bullet private cars carried under 30% of people for the first time. Bullet the more people use sustainable modes of transport, the less congestion. Bullet public transport also reduces the amount of greenhouse gases and other emissions. 1.3 What is Boost Connects Dublin? Page 5. Boost Connects Dublin is a major investment program to improve public transport in Dublin. It aims to overhaul the current bus system in the Dublin through a 10-year program of integrated actions to deliver a more efficient, reliable and better bus system for more people. Bullet building a network of new bus corridors to make journeys faster and more reliable. Bullet new network of cycle lanes tracks. Bullet redesign of the Dublin area bus network to provide a more efficient network with high frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. Bullet develop a state-of-the-art ticketing system. Bullet implementation of a cashless payment system. Bullet simpler fare structure. Bullet new bus livery providing a common style across different operators. Bullet new bus stops and shelters with better signage and information. Bullet provision of bus-based park and ride sites in key locations. Bullet transitioning to a new bus fleet with low-emission vehicle technologies. 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Page 6. Journey time savings. The core bus corridor project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on each corridor. Dedicated bus lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability. Improved journey times and reducing the amount of time people spend commuting will make bus travel more attractive and reduce our reliance on car travel. The more convenient the bus system is, the faster the modal shift will be for people from the car to the bus. Not only will current bus users and cyclists benefit, but future commuters will be able to avail of a better system as the improved bus and cycle lanes are built. Accessibility for all. Accessibility is about people's ability to reach the destinations and services they want to get to. This means both people's level of mobility and the costs of travelling. There are many tens of thousands of people across Dublin who cannot drive a car, do not have a car and are completely reliant on the bus service. The bus lane improvements will enhance accessibility for the elderly and mobility impaired because all buses are accessible and bus stops, bus shelters and footpaths will support easy boarding and disembarking of the buses. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much needed cycling facilities around the city region. Across the 16 radial bus corridors there will be over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided. These new or improved cycle lanes will be segregated from bus lanes and general traffic where feasible. Graphic of journey time savings. Boost Connects journey times save up to 40-50% on current journey times. Future journey times without Boost Connects would be greater. 1.4. What are the benefits of this project? Page 7. Pedestrians and local urban centers. In addition to bus lanes and cycling facilities, this project is an opportunity to enhance and improve local areas. This project is focused on making things better for commuters and communities around the bus corridors. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban centers with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. Building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. By providing a better bus system for Dublin, we can make it a more attractive place to live, work and visit. A good public transport system is vital to support the economic activity of any city and can also address the need to improve air quality and reduce CO2 emissions. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for the government, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. 1.5. What does the Core Bus Corridor Project entail? Page 8. The Core Bus Corridor Project proposes the provision of 230 kilometers of bus lanes on 16 of the busiest bus corridors and 200 kilometers of cycle lanes and tracks, as published in the discussion document, Core Bus Corridor Project Report, June 2018. The layout below shows the arrangement that we are seeking to achieve on each corridor. However, this optimal layout is difficult to achieve in practice, and we have proposed alternative solutions in various places to deliver the required bus and cycling lanes. Bus lanes are needed to make the current and future bus system operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. Our intention is to develop these bus corridors so that each will have continuous bus priority, in other words, a continuous bus lane in each direction, as well as maintaining two general traffic lanes. In addition, we also want to provide safe cycling facilities, segregated where possible from other vehicular traffic. This will remove the delays currently experienced, which will grow worse as congestion increases. Graphic of optimum road layout showing a footpath, cycle track, bus lane and traffic lane in both directions. Radial core bus corridors emerging preferred routes, page 9. Graphic of radial core bus corridors and emerging routes. These include 1. Clonriffin to city centre. 2. Swords to city centre. 3. Ballymun to city centre. 4. Finglas to Phibicspurugh. 5. Blanketstone to city centre. 6. Lucan to city centre. 7. Leafe Valley to city centre. 8. Clondalkin to Drimna. 9. Green Hills to city centre. 10. Tawla to Terenure. 11. Kimmage to city centre. 12. Rathfarnham to city centre. 13. Bray to city centre. 14. Duke de Ballsbridge to city centre. 15. Blackrock to Merion. 16. Ringson to city centre. Emerging preferred route, section 2, page 10. 2.1. The emerging preferred route for Rathfarnham to city centre. The emerging preferred route set out in this consultation document was identified following an assessment of various alternatives. The route selection process involved identification and consideration of possible options, taking account of criteria including local impacts on property frontage, existing traffic patterns and broad assessment of environmental impacts. A feasibility report setting out details of the assessment work undertaken is available on www.boostconnects.ie. Arising from that work, an emerging preferred route has been identified for this corridor, and public feedback on that proposal is now sought. It is important to know that this option is not adopted yet. Only following this consultation and review of the submissions received will a decision on the final preferred route be made. 2.2. Rathfarnham to city centre. The Rathfarnham Core Bus Corridor commences on the R821 Grange Road at the junction with Nutgrove Avenue, and is routed along the R821 Grange Road, the R115 Rathfarnham Road, the R114 Rathfarnham Road, Terenure Road East, Rothgar Road, Rothmans Road Lower, Richmond Street South, Camden Street Upper and Lower, and Wexford Street as far as the junction with the R110 at Kevin Street Lower and Cuff Street, where priority bus lanes end. From Cuff Street to Dame Street along Redmond's Hill, Angier Street, and South Great George's Street, the route will involve a traffic lane and a cycle track in both directions, where it will join the prevailing traffic management regime in the city centre. 2.2.1. Nutgrove Avenue to Terenure Road, North Grange Road, Rathfarnham Road. The CBC scheme commences at the junction of Grange Road and Nutgrove Avenue. It is proposed to modify this existing junction to provide a bypass lane for left-turning buses and cyclists on the western quadrant of the junction. Between this junction and the Castley Side Drive junction, it is intended to provide a single bus lane, general traffic lane and cycle track in both directions. To accommodate the road layout, it is proposed to utilize limited land take from the following properties: Bullet private properties in Rothfarnham Wood Development, Bullet green space in Rothfarnham Castle Park, Bullet green space Village Court, Bullet Rothfarnham Credit Union. On the section of Rothfarnham Road between Main Street and Dodder Park Road, there is insufficient road width to provide a cycle lane in either direction. Consequently, it is proposed to redirect cyclists from Rothfarnham Road to Brookville Road through an existing pedestrian access. It is intended to widen this access through land take from the adjacent filling station. Cyclists would be directed through Brookville Downs onto a new two-way cycle track on Springfield Avenue, where they join a new cycle lane facility on Rothfarnham Road. To accommodate the new bus lanes on this section of Rothfarnham Road, it is proposed to utilize land take from adjacent properties. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. To maintain bus priority through the Dodder Park Road and Rothfarnham Road, it is intended to provide a bus-only signal on the southern and northern approaches to the junction. The junction will be upgraded with toucan crossings at all four approaches. Between this junction and Terenure Road North, it is proposed to maintain a single bus lane and general traffic lane in both directions. Cyclists will be served with a two-way cycle track on the west of Rothfarnham Road. This would require a new cycle bridge over the Dodder River. At the Rothdown Park Junction, it is intended to maintain bus priority through this junction by providing a bus-only signal on the city-bound lane. To accommodate these new bus lanes on this section of Rothfarnham Road, it is proposed to utilize land take from adjacent properties. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. At the Terenure Road North Junction, it is intended to extend the existing bus lane and propose cycle track as far as the junction stop line. These additional lanes will be provided through removal of the existing on-street parking spaces. Bus movements through this junction will be managed with bus-only signals. 2.2.2 Terenure Road North to Charlevel Road, Terenure Road East, Rothgar Road. Between the Terenure Road North Junction and Ferrod Road Junction, it is proposed to provide a single bus lane and single general traffic lane in each direction. There is insufficient space on this section of the route to provide a cycle lane. Between Ferrod Road Junction and Grosvenor Road Junction, it is intended to provide a single bus lane, general traffic lane and cycle track in both directions. At Rothgar Avenue, it is proposed to maintain bus priority through the junction by installing bus-only signal to allow buses to proceed ahead of left-turning traffic. At the junction of Leicester Avenue, Grosvenor Road and Frankfurt Avenue, there is insufficient space to maintain a bus lane in both directions. To maintain bus priority on the city centre-bound direction, it is proposed to install a bus-only signal close to the Church of the Three Patrons. This will allow buses to proceed ahead of general traffic through the junction. The above route description would require land take on Terenure Road East, Rothgar Road between Terenure Road North and Grosvenor Road. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. 2.2.3 Charlevel Road to Dame Street. On this next section of the corridor, there are two options proposed. Bullet option: online cycleway through Rotmans Road, Richmond Street and Camden Street Upper, following primary cycle route 10 and connecting to primary cycle route 11. Details of secondary cycle route 10 along Camden Street and Wexford Street will be developed as part of the next design development stage. Bullet option B: offline cycleway through side streets adjacent to Rothmans Road with a new canal crossing and a quiet cycle route through Martin Street, Stammer Street, Heytesbury Street and New Bride Street. Below are routes descriptions for both of these options. There are difficult choices involved in both options and, as part of the consultation process, feedback is sought on these two alternatives before concluding on the preferred option. 2.2.3 Option A: Charlevel Road to Dame Street, Rothmans Road Lower, Richmond Street, Camden Street Upper, Camden Street Lower, Wexford Street, Redmond's Hill, Angier Street, South Great George's Street. Between the junction of Rothmans Road Upper and Castlewood Avenue, there is insufficient space to maintain a dedicated bus lane through the section of the route. It is proposed to retain the existing three lanes: one city centre bound bus lane, one right turn general traffic lane for Castlewood Avenue and one outbound lane. Bus priority will be maintained by installing bus-only signals on the outbound approach. This will allow outbound buses to get ahead of general traffic, hence minimizing delay to these bus services. City-bound buses will be facilitated with a continuous bus lane. A 1.5 meters wide cycleway is proposed in each direction along Rothmans Road. Between Castlewood Avenue and Grove Road, it is intended to provide a bus lane in each direction and one outbound general traffic. Inbound traffic will be directed through Castlewood Avenue, Charleston Road to Ronella Road. On Richmond Street South, it is proposed to maintain the outbound traffic lane with a bus lane in each direction. Cycle tracks will also be provided in both directions. At the junction of Harrington Street, Harcourt Road, Richmond Street South, it is intended to have bus lanes in both directions with no general traffic lanes. On Camden Street between Harcourt Road and Charlotte Way, one bus lane in each direction and two inbound general traffic lanes are proposed, with an inbound cycle lane. Between Grantham Street and Montague Street, Camden Row, it is proposed to maintain a single bus lane and single general traffic lane in each direction. Between Camden Row and Cuff Street, it is proposed to maintain a city-bound bus lane, a city centre-bound general traffic lane and one outbound lane. Between Cuff Street and Dame Street, it is proposed to provide one general traffic lane and one cycle lane in both directions. No bus lanes will be provided on this section of the route. Where possible, on-street parking bays and loading bays will be retained. The scheme ties into the existing road network on Dame Street. Additionally, cycle facilities along Camden Street Secondary Cycle Route 10 are to be considered as part of the next design development stage. 2.2.3 The option B: Char Level Road to Dame Street, Rockmans Road Lower, Richmond Street, Camden Street Upper, Camden Street Lower, Wexford Street, Redmond's Hill, Angier Street, South Great George's Street. As mentioned in section 2.2.3a, between the junction of Rockmans Road Upper and Castlewood Avenue, there is insufficient space to maintain a dedicated bus lane through the section of the route in each direction. In this option, it is proposed to retain the existing three lanes: one city centre-bound lane, one right-turn lane for Castlewood Avenue and one outbound lane. Bus priority will be maintained by installing bus-only signals on both approaches. This will allow buses to get ahead of general traffic, hence minimizing delay to these bus services. Between Castlewood Avenue and Grove Road, it is proposed to provide a single bus lane and single general traffic lane in each direction. With this configuration, there is insufficient space on this section of road to provide a cycleway. Under this option, an alternative offline route would be developed for cyclists. The offline route commences by directing cyclists down Char Level Road and Uyenfield Road. It is proposed to demolish an existing public WC on Uyenfield Road to create a new access to the Uyenfield Park. It is proposed to run the cycleway access through Uyenfield Park connecting to Prince Arthur Terrace and onto Leinster Square. The cycle route will cross Leinster Road and down Louis Lane through a proposed entry point to the lands at the rear of Ditt Conservatory of Music and Drama into William Park and R.D. Road. The proposed cycleway will then cross Military Road and across the sports ground in front of St. Mary's College, Rockmans Senior School. The cycle lane will then be routed through Cathalbrough Barracks around the boundary with the Lissenfield development and the rear of the Grove Park properties. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. The proposed cycle route then crosses Grove Road onto a new canal crossing. This crossing point over the Grand Canal for cyclists pedestrians links Grove Road and Portobello Road. Cyclists will then join a shared street facility on the following streets: Bullet Martin Street, Bullet Lenox Street, Bullet Stammer Street, Bullet Heytesbury Street, Bullet New Bride Street leading onto Kevin Street. It is proposed to restrict access to local traffic only on Heytesbury Street by introducing a road closure at the Long Lane Junction. This street would remain accessible for pedestrians and cyclists, however through general traffic will no longer be permitted. General traffic on New Bride Street will be directed up Long Lane or Camden Row. Between Grove Street and Lenox Street, it is proposed to maintain a single bus lane and single general traffic lane in each direction. Between Lenox Street and Grantham Street, the existing road configuration will be retained. It should be noted that in this option, the configuration of the traffic and cycle lanes are the same as proposed in option A above. Between Grantham Street and Montague Street, Camden Row, it is proposed to maintain a single bus lane and single general traffic lane in each direction. Between Camden Row and Cuff Street, it is proposed to maintain a city-bound bus lane, a city centre-bound general traffic lane and one outbound lane. Between Cuff Street and Dame Street, it is proposed to provide one general traffic lane and one cycle lane in both directions. No bus lanes will be provided on this section of the route. Where possible, on-street parking bays and loading bays will be retained. The scheme ties into the existing road network on Dame Street. Additionally, cycle facilities along Camden Street Secondary Cycle Route 10 to be considered as part of the next design development stage. 2.3 Key Facts, page 14. Bullet approximate number of properties that may be impacted, 255. Bullet approximate number of on-street parking spaces that may be removed, 50. Bullet approximate of roadside trees that may be removed, 45. Bullet approximate route length, 6 km. Bullet approximate new cycle lane length, 7 km. Bullet current bus journey time, up to 75 minutes. Bullet Boost Connect's journey time, 25-30 minutes. Bullet Future Bus Journey Time Without Boost Connects, 90 minutes plus. Challenges and Mitigations, Section 3, page 14. 3.1 The challenges. It's important to acknowledge that the choices required to deliver this step change in the performance of the bus system will be difficult. However, the decision-making needs to be done now and not postponed until the problem is far greater. Some of the decisions may be hard, but they are being made because we believe that these plans have the potential to fundamentally transform the way public transport works in Dublin. Our challenge now is to respond to the needs of a modern city by providing a fit-for-purpose bus system, built on a streetscape that dates back centuries. Needless to say, the streets were not designed to move the number of people that now need to travel in and out of the city each day. Some of the city's inner suburbs date back to Victorian times, with road layouts suited to more modest levels of traffic than we see today. Bullet, we will need to widen roads. Bullet, we will have to convert current traffic lanes to bus lanes. Bullet, we will need to restrict on-street parking. Bullet, we will need to remove trees or parts of front gardens. Not all the impacts will be felt equally, and some locations will require more changes than others. Over the years, those modifications that were easier to implement, the ones that caused little or no disruption, have been made. This means that there are no longer any simple changes which we can make that would generate meaningful benefits. If we don't decide to make these changes now, then we need to accept that Dublin will become increasingly congested and a less attractive place to live and work, both for us now and for future generations. 3.2 Potential Impacts. 3.2.1 Traffic Changes. By creating more priority for buses and cycling, there will be changes to how traffic currently moves around the streets. On some corridors, certain roads may become one way. New bus-only sections will be introduced, and in some places general traffic will have to take new routes in and out of the city. Additional cycle routes will be built, generally segregated from vehicular traffic, and pedestrian crossings will be added and moved in some areas. 3.2.2 Land Take. Because there is so little unused space along these busy roads, it will often not be possible to accommodate the bus lanes and cycle lanes in the width available. In order to achieve the required space, it will be necessary, in places, to acquire parts of front gardens, driveways and land in front of commercial properties to allow the bus and cycle lanes to be provided. This would require rebuilding new garden walls and driveways a short distance back from the existing road boundary. 3.2.3 Reduction of on-street parking and loading facilities. Because the roads that need widening travel through residential and business areas, there will be a need to reduce the amount of on-street parking and loading facilities to accommodate the new layout. 3.2.4 Removal of trees, page 15. As with the need to remove some parts of front gardens and footpaths, there will be also be a need to remove trees along some of the corridors. 3.2.5 Roadworks and construction sites. Widening roads and building bus and cycle lanes requires construction work. There will be excavation of the existing roads, plus parts of gardens and footpaths where needed. There will be resurfacing, curbing, replanting and landscaping. As with any work site and roadworks, there will be a certain level of noise, dust and temporary traffic diversions. 3.3 How we will address those challenges, page 17. Obviously, these challenges and impacts are significant. Every feasible option is being looked at to minimize the disruption to people, their property and the wider local community. Where there is simply no viable alternative, and where we know we have to remove trees, portions of gardens, driveways or parking, we will ensure appropriate mitigation measures are put in place, wherever practicable. As part of this public consultation, potentially impacted property owners will be contacted directly by them, and a direct dialogue will commence. As each individual property owner will have specific and personal issues, there will be a dedicated liaison team to engage with this group on an individual basis. There are principles for mitigation, statutory compensation and reparation which will be adhered to by them as part of the statutory planning process. However, below are some of the measures that we envisage will be included. This list is not exhaustive, and we anticipate that there will be other measures that will need to be put in place. 3.3.1 Traffic Changes. Where general traffic is diverted and rerouted, adequate signage and road markings will be provided for people to find their way. Measures will be implemented to ensure that ratrons do not emerge as a consequence of the rerouted traffic. Also, local access will be maintained when new bus-only sections or one-way systems are brought in for residents and commercial properties. 3.3.2 Land Take. Where lands, such as parts of gardens and driveways, are being acquired for widening, we will purchase the portion of front gardens and driveways from property owners. ensure new landscaping and replanting of the gardens, reinstatement of driveways as well as providing compensation for the garden and driveway portion loss and disruption. Where private and public walls or fencing are removed, we will rebuild new garden walls and replace fencing where gardens have been affected and shortened. Also, where public or commercial walls and fencing have been taken, they will be rebuilt and replaced. 3.3.3 On-street parking and loading facilities, page 18. Where there is a loss of on-street parking and loading facilities, we will seek to provide, where feasible, alternative arrangements close by for residents and businesses. 3.3.4 Trees. Where trees are removed from roadsides and footpaths, we will put in place a comprehensive replanting program. This program will use mature or semi-mature ready grown trees where appropriate and, where it is feasible, plant them as close as possible to the original locations. 3.3.5 Urban Center Improvements. We will look for areas along the busy corridors where it is possible to improve the existing local spaces and the existing landscaping. It is important to use this opportunity to not only replace what is removed but to enhance the local areas. To do so, we will consult with the local authorities on such urban center improvements and collectively seek to create attractive local environments. 3.3.6 Roadworks and Construction Sites. During the construction stages, the construction sites will be localized and managed on a road-by-road basis. The size of each work site and the hours of working will have to take into consideration the residential nature of many of the roads. Traffic management will be very important to keep the traffic moving and ensuring local access for people and deliveries is always maintained. The process for the acquisition of land, section 4, page 20. Where the potential for impacts on private lands have been identified, the following process applies. Q4 2018, Q2 2019 will issue information letters, not formal compulsory purchase order CBO notifications to potentially impacted landowners and or occupiers along each core bus corridor. Potentially impacted includes, for example, the acquisition of parts of front gardens, walls, fences, gates, driveways and the rebuilding of same to make way for street widening. The intention of this is to start a direct dialogue between TA and the potentially impacted parties. During 2019, to prepare the statutory planning documentation, the project design and environmental impact assessment will be progressed. During this time, TA will endeavor to minimize impacts on private lands. Direct dialogue between TA and potentially impacted parties will continue to understand the likely impact of the proposed development and what arrangements can be made to minimize and, where possible, avoid those impacts. End of 2019, start of 2020, TA will finalize the statutory planning documentation and will serve formal notice on the actual impacted owners of land proposed to be compulsorily purchased for the project. It will make a formal application to and board Plianala for confirmation to compulsorily purchase necessary lands for purposes of constructing upgraded bus lanes and bike lanes. During 2020, and board Plianala will consider the planning application. There will be a period of statutory public consultation to allow those notified as being subject to CBO and the public at large to make submissions and or objections to and board Plianala. This will be followed by an oral hearing by and board Plianala if deemed necessary. The statutory process will conclude with a decision by and board Plianala on whether to 1. Approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application, and 2. Confirm, amend, or reject the CBO. From 2021 onwards, if and board Plianala grants approval, TA will commence valuations and negotiations to acquire the lands in the CBO and progress construction of the project. The construction of each core bus corridor will take up to 2 years to complete. The construction start dates for each of the 16 corridors will be managed over the period 2021 through 2027. 4.1 How the project will progress, how and when to get involved, page 22. Graphic of timelines between engagement during 2018 and 2019 as well as statutory process in 2020. In 2018, there was confirmation of emerging preferred route, bullet consultation on emerging preferred route Q4 2018-Q2 2019. Bullet finalization of emerging preferred route Q2 2019. In 2019, there will be preparation of statutory application, bullet optimes engineering design. Bullet prepare environmental impact assessment report. Bullet define property requirements and prepare CBO. In 2020, statutory process will be bullet submission of statutory planning application to and board Plianala. Bullet statutory consultation in accordance with the legislative requirements. Bullet and board Plianala deliberators, including an oral hearing where required. Bullet and board Plianala to approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application and confirm, amend or reject the CPO. 4.1 How the project will progress. How and when to get involved. Continued. Page 23. In 2021 to 2027 acquisition overview, construction commences on a phased basis. Each corridor upgrade will take up to 2 years to complete. Start of property acquisition and construction. Bulletin 2 formally requests a compensator's claim from the CPO affected parties and discussions commence about valuation. Bullet affected party appoints profession value to prepare and submit a compensation claim to MTA. Bullet on reaching agreement, compensation is paid, otherwise the matter may be referred by either party to the property arbitrator to assess compensation. Bullet acquisition is finalized. Bullet in parallel MTA will progress the construction of the core bus corridors. How to take part in the public consultation, section 5, page 24. Please remember that the plans that we are publishing are proposals and that no final decision has been made on these matters in advance of the public consultation. We welcome all of your views. Where you do not like a proposal, please consider suggesting an alternative solution or other option for consideration. But do bear in mind that bus transport is, and will continue to be, the main form of public transport for most areas of the Dublin region, and an alternative of providing an underground rail system is simply not a viable option for most parts of Dublin. 5.1 Potential impacted lands. If your property is potentially impacted by the proposals, a letter will have been hand-delivered to the property and details of how to engage with them are detailed in that letter. A dedicated property liaison representative will be available to meet with individual property owners and provide regular updates on the project. 5.2 General queries. The project website www.busconnects.ie has a dedicated section for the core bus corridor project. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key studies that have been carried out. General queries can be directed to a dedicated free phone 1800 303 653 or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie. 5.3 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the proposals set out in this public consultation document. Written submissions and observations may be made by, online, through the online form in the public consultation section of the Core Bus Corridor page on our website, www.boostconnects.ie, or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie, or by post to Core Bus Corridor Project, National Transport Authority, Dunsay in Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2D02WT20. Appendices, Index and Route Map, Section 6, page 26. Rothfarnham to City Centre, page 27. Note 1. The emerging preferred route shown on the following drawings is indicative only and is subject to change following consultation and as part of the design development process. Note 2. The following are descriptions of maps by Ordnance Survey Ireland, Government of Ireland. All rights reserved. License number 00082118, National Transport Authority. Index map of Rothfarnham to City Centre including nodes from Templeogue, Peristone, Terenure, Rothgar, Kimmage, Rothmans, Ranella, Portobello and the Liberties. Map 1 Emerging Preferred Route, page 29. Map of Rothfarnham to City Centre. The proposed scheme will tie into the existing road layout on Grange Road and at the junction of Nutgrove Avenue, Grange Road, Rothfarnham Wood. With a bypass for buses and cyclists added to continue on Grange Road. Indication of proposed new boundary along Rothfarnham Castle Park. Map 2 Emerging Preferred Route, page 30. On Grange Road. A bus-only signal is added before the Willbrook Road exit. Before the Butterfield Avenue exit, the proposed new boundary is indicated with a retaining wall and a new toucan crossing. Map 3 Emerging Preferred Route, page 31. Along Rothfarnham Road, at the Main Street Castleside Drive junction. Bus-only signals are placed on either side of the junction. With a new toucan crossing at the junction exit and a parallel shared cycle route on Brookville Road. Indication of proposed new boundary on both sides of the road, before and after the junction, and extending towards Brookville Road. Map 4 Emerging Preferred Route, page 32. On Rothfarnham Road, parallel to Brookville Downs. Bus stop 1333 is relocated. 4 toucan crossings and 2 bus-only signals are on the Dodder Park Road junction. At the exit of the junction, bus stop 1344 is removed and a two-way cycle bridge over the River Dodder is proposed. The cycle track connects from Brookville Downs to Rothfarnham Road. Indications of proposed new boundaries before the junction. Map 5 Emerging Preferred Route, page 33. On Rothfarnham Road, at Rockdown Park Road. A bus-only signal is added. A new pedestrian crossing and bus-only signal are added to the Bushy Park Road exit. Indication of proposed new boundary towards Beech Lawn Way and Fergus Road. Map 6 Emerging Preferred Route Page 34. At the Rothfarnham Rotorenua Road East Junction. The proposed scheme ties into the taller to Terenua Core Bus Corridor. The speed limit changes from 50 km/h to 30 km/h at the junction, and bus-only signals are provided on Rothfarnham Road and Terenua Road East. No right turn RAS 012 signs placed at Terenua Road West and Rothfarnham Road's exits. No right turn RAS 012 sign on approach to Greenmount Road. Indication of proposed new boundaries at Heathfield Road, Ferrard Road and after Greenmount Road exit. Map 7 Emerging Preferred Route Page 35. On Terenua Road East, after Ferrard Road. The speed limit is changed from 30 km/h to 50 km/h. Bus-only signals added to junction of Rothgar Avenue and Orwell Road. Indication of proposed new boundaries from Ferrard Road to Rothgar Avenue. Map 8 Emerging Preferred Route Page 36. Towards Rothgar Road, at the Rothgar Avenue Orwell Road junction. Along with the two bus-only signals, two no right-turn RAS 012 signs are added on either side of the junction exit. Indication of proposed new boundary continues from Highfield Road past Auburn Villas. Map 9 Emerging Preferred Route Page 37. On Rothgar Road. The proposed route continues, with indication of proposed new boundary from Bellevue Avenue to Frankfurt Avenue and Leicester Avenue past Grosvenor Road, with a bus-only signal added before Leicester Avenue. Map 10 Emerging Preferred Route Page 38. On Rothgar Road. The proposed route continues, with indication of proposed new boundary from Grosvenor Road past Spireview Lane to other end of Grosvenor Road. Map 11 Emerging Preferred Route Page 39. On Rothgar Road, at the Grosvenor Road junction. Speed limit changes from 50 km/h to 30 km/h. No right turn RAS 012 signs placed on Grosvenor Road exit and on Rothgar Road in the direction of Charlevel Road, with a toucan crossing added at the junction exit. At Charlevel Road, the proposed scheme will tie into the existing layout. A 30 km/h zone through Rothmans is noted. Continuing along Rothgar Road, a no right turn RAS 012 and bus-only signal are placed at the Castlewood Avenue exit to Rothmans Road. Map 12A Emerging Preferred Route Page 40. On Rothmans Road, at Owenfield Road, a no right turn RAS 012 sign is present. A no right turn RAS 012 sign is also placed at the Castlewood Avenue exit, along with the bus-only signal when entering Rothmans Road from Castlewood Avenue. The proposed route continues along Rothmans Road lower. Map 13A Emerging Preferred Route Page 41. Along Rothmans Road lower. Bus stop 1019 is removed. Map 14A Emerging Preferred Route Page 42. On Rothmans Road lower to Richmond Street South. A bus-only signal is placed at Latouche Bridge, between Cheltenham Place and Charlemont Mall. Map 15A Emerging Preferred Route Page 43. From Richmond Street South to Camden Street Upper. Additional cycle facilities along Camden Street Secondary Cycle Route 10 to be considered as part of next design development stage. Map 16A Emerging Preferred Route Page 44. From Camden Street Lower to Wexford Street. Additional cycle facilities along Camden Street Secondary Cycle Route 10 to be considered as part of next design development stage. Map 17A Emerging Preferred Route Page 45. On Redmond's Hill to Angia Street. The proposed route continues. Map 18A Emerging Preferred Route Page 46. From Angia Street through South Great George's Street. The proposed route continues, then ties into the existing road layout at the end of South Great George's Street. Map 11B Emerging Preferred Route Page 47. On Rothgar Road, at the Grosvenor Road Junction. Speed limit changes from 50 km/h to 30 km/h. No right turn RAS 012 signs placed on Grosvenor Road exit and on Rothgar Road in the direction of Charlevel Road, with a toucan crossing added at the junction exit. A 30 km/h zone through Rothmans is noted. Footpath and cycle path along Charlevel Road to Owenfield Road, through to Prince Arthur Terrace, with the existing public toilets at Owenfield Road to be demolished. Indication of proposed new boundary from Owenfield Road to Price Arthur Terrace. At the Castlewood Avenue exit to Rothgar Road, a no right turn RAS 012 sign is placed, with a no left turn RAS 013 sign on Rothgar Road before turn to Castlewood Avenue. Map 12B Emerging Preferred Route Page 48. On Rothmans Road, at Owenfield Road, a no right turn RAS 012 sign and a no right turn RAS 012 sign is placed at the Castlewood Avenue exit, along with the bus-only signal when entering Rothmans Road from Castlewood Avenue. A bus-only signal is also placed on the Rothmans Road, before Leinster Road. The proposed bus route continues along Rothmans Road lower. Map 13 B emerging preferred route page 49. Along Rothmans Road lower. Bus route continues and bus stop 1019 is removed. Indication of proposed new boundary for cycle track off Military Road at the sports ground, parallel to Rothmans Road lower. Map 14 B emerging preferred route page 50. On Rothmans Road lower to Richmond Street south. Bus-only signals are placed before the Grove Road and Richmond Row exits. Indication of proposed new boundary for cycle track continues towards Blackberry Lane. Map 15 B emerging preferred route page 51. From Richmond Street south to Camden Street upper. The proposed route continues. Map 16 B emerging preferred route page 52. From Camden Street lower to Wexford Street. The proposed route continues. Map 17 B emerging preferred route page 53. On Redmond's Hill to Angier Street. The proposed route continues. Map 18 B emerging preferred route page 54. From Angier Street through South Great George's Street. The proposed route continues, then ties into the existing road layout at the end of South Great George's Street. Map 19 B emerging preferred route page 55. On Prince Arthur Terrace. The indicated proposed new boundary leads to a cycle track over Leinster Road with a toucan crossing. Proposed new boundary towards RD Road. Map 20 B emerging preferred route page 56. On RD Road. An indicated proposed new boundary with a two-way cycle track that continues parallel to Rothmans lower. Map 21 B emerging preferred route page 57. On Grove Road at Grove Park the proposed scheme ties into the Kimmage to City Centre core bus corridor. New pedestrian cyclist bridge and boardwalk exact location to be determined on Grove Road. Traversing the Grand Canal and connecting to Martin Street for a quiet cycle route shared with local traffic, towards Lennox Street. Dublin Bikes Station at Grand Canal to be relocated. Indication of proposed new boundary for two-way cycle track from Grove Road, leading behind Grove Park. Map 22 B emerging preferred route page 58. From Stammer Street to Heytesbury Street. The quiet cycle route shared with local traffic continues. Map 23 B emerging preferred route page 59. From Heytesbury Street to New Bride Street the quiet cycle route shared with local traffic continues. No through traffic except cyclists through Long Lane Camden Road Junction from New Bride Street. At the end of New Bride Street, the proposed scheme ties in with the exist road layout. Adara's Nyesian to Lampair National Transport Authority Dunsane Harcourt Lane Dublin 2D02WT20. www.boosconnects.ie. Project Ireland 2040 Building Ireland's Future.